This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on India at the 6th Quad Leaders Summit. The participants are Anil Kumar Trigunayath, former ambassador, and Nilofa Roy Chaudhary, journalist.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji attended the 4th in-person summit of the leaders of the quadrilateral democracies at Delaware in the USA, where he is currently visiting for crucial multilateral and bilateral engagements. This is the 6th Quad summit overall, with 2 which were held virtually, and this indicates the urgency of the leaders of the 4 great democracies to work together to be a force for good in the world. Now, this particular summit of the Quad has one particularly new and very interesting initiative, which is for the wider public good, in terms of the Quad Cancer Moonshot, which is a groundbreaking partnership to address the challenges posed by cancer, and in this particular instance, by cervical cancer. And of course, the Quad also has its priorities in the Indo-Pacific in implementing sustainable development goals, delivering public goods, and has a strong focus on peace, prosperity, and stability in the Indo-Pacific region. Humanitarian assistance and disaster relief and high-quality infrastructure, connectivity, maritime security, and counterterrorism are amongst its other key focus areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji, in his address to the leaders of the Quad nations, said,
"Hamara message saaf hai. Quad is here to stay, to assist, to partner, and to complement. Hum kisi ke khilaf nahi hai. Hum sabhi ek rules-based international order, samprabhuta aur kshetriya akhandata ke samman aur sabhi maslon ke shantipurna dhang se hal nikalne ke liye samarthan karte hain. Free, open, inclusive aur prosperous Indo-Pacific hamari saajha prathmikta aur saajha pratibaddhata hai."
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said in his briefing,
"India's leadership by way of digital public infrastructure. The Quad leaders on this occasion welcomed the Quad principles for development and deployment of digital public infrastructure. They will work to provide equitable access and improve public service delivery at scale. The Prime Minister announced a grant of $7.5 million for making available HPV sampling kits, detection kits, and cervical cancer vaccines to countries in the Indo-Pacific as part of the Cancer Moonshot initiative. India will also offer technical assistance and capacity building on DPI in cancer care to interested countries from the Indo-Pacific through its commitment of $10 million to the WHO's Global Initiative on Digital Health. India will also invest $2 million in setting up new solar projects in Fiji, Comoros, Madagascar, and Seychelles. The Quad partners agreed to launch a maritime initiative for training in the Indo-Pacific called Maitri. India announced a new category of scholarships for students of the Indo-Pacific region that would enable them to pursue 4-year bachelor's level engineering programs at Indian government-funded technical institutes."
We are joined today by Ambassador Anil Trigunayath, who will explain to us what exactly the significance is, A, of the Prime Minister's visit being part of the Quad, and B, of the Quad itself and how it has evolved. Ambassador, could you please tell us how Quad, first of all, has evolved from its origins, and what it is, the fact that the 6th Summit of Leaders has been held, what exactly does this mean for the initiative that is Quad today?
Thank you, madam. As you are aware, that essentially the Quad in the Indo-Pacific began because of the tsunami cooperation, which happened, and all the countries which are the maritime democracies now have been engaged in providing assistance, in which the HDR, human and disaster relief, have been the key components for a long time. And thereafter, subsequently, it graduated with the foreign ministers meeting in 2017. And in 2021, under President Biden, the first meeting took place. And since then, as you mentioned, 6 meetings have taken place. 2 have been virtual, And this is the fourth meeting, which is physical, in-person meeting among the leaders of these four major countries for ensuring the supplies across the spectrum of services. That's why it's a force for the global good. It's perceived as a force multiplier of the four maritime democracies. And so the maritime domain remains very important. Indo-Pacific, as it clearly says, it's the India and the Pacific, which the former Japanese Prime Minister in the Indian Parliament actually brought it out and said the confluence of the two oceans. And since then, these synergies have been combined significantly. And the overall objective, although it was said to be the quadrilateral security dialogue, but as Prime Minister Modi has naturally made it into the real thing, that is the quick unified assistance and delivery mechanism. And that is really what it has become. Because at the core of it, apart from the free and open Indo-Pacific, apart from the freedom of navigation, which is basic and fundamental to the overall prosperity of the Indo-Pacific states and the rest of the world because of the trading volumes, energy security and other things, certain countries, which have not been named in this whole Quad Declaration, Wilmington Declaration also by name, have been seen and which are indulging in hegemonistic approaches, in expansionist policies, in encroaching upon the islands and other certain countries. And that has caused a concern, especially given the increasing geopolitical contestation between US and China. Then the pandemic also was very important in identifying the key deliverable in this. And you have seen the health security among the Quad health security architecture has become one of the fundamental tenets of Quad's delivery mechanisms, not only for these four countries, but all four countries are pooling their resources and trying to provide assistance to the Pacific Island nations, the Indian Ocean nations, the other countries in the ASEAN. And they want to maintain the centrality of the ASEAN that was once again reiterated.
In fact, yes. I was just going to ask you particularly a little more about the Quad at Sea, a Ship Observer Mission Initiative, right, and what has been called the Maitri Initiative, in fact, because it is the agreement to launch a maritime initiative for training in the Indo-Pacific. So in terms of meeting, sort of coinciding with Prime Minister's own stated goal for Sagar, for example, in our neighborhood, this sort of builds on that particular initiative, wouldn't you say?
India has started the Sagar. Once again, it is Sagar encompasses the Vasudev Kutumbakam approach, frankly, which is security and growth for all in the region. But this was mostly focused in the Indian Ocean rim context. And therefore, this time, if you will read the Wilmington Declaration, it also includes, apart from the ASEAN centrality, it also talks to Pacific Island nations, four PIF countries, as well as the IORA countries. So the focus has now become in its entirety of the whole region. That is very much there. And since these are maritime geographies that we are talking about, obviously specific practical steps have been taken. And as you mentioned, which is a typical, I think, a stamp of India in this, which they are calling as Maitri. Again, the friendship, which is training in the Indo-Pacific, maritime initiatives for training in the Indo-Pacific, in which all the countries will be pooling and doing training together. Then you have the Coast Guard initiative of all the Coast Guard of the four countries will be coordinating their approaches in monitoring the observing the maritime traffic in the region or any violations or something like that that happens. In order to supplement that, they have also agreed for a Quad maritime legal dialogue, which is also because we are talking of the law, the rules-based order, we are talking of the UNCLOS, the UN Conference of the Law of the Seas, or compliance of that. And therefore, it is also equally very, very important. And then this Coast Guard thing is what is called as first ever Quad at Sea Ship Observer Mission, which will be launched in 2025. Now, then this will continue with the advanced maritime interoperability and several other things. And the only other dimension in this is Malabar exercises, which are also gearing of all four countries in which it gears towards the interoperability dimension. Then quality infrastructure, which is also extremely important. Japan had launched, India has started the CDRI, Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. Then there is a quad infrastructure. Fellowships are being granted so that you can create a capacity building and the people in that. Then the quad partnership for cable connectivity, which is also very important. The resilience is equally important. There they need to be protected undersea cables. Then, of course, critical and emerging technologies. This is very important. Rare earths are very important. Uran, as you know, the open radio network systems that have been created in the area, which is very much prone to, I would say, the natural disasters. And one thing we saw, the climate and clean energy, which is absolutely an imperative in today's time and age, because they're both equally aiming something, which now they call it as QCHAP, how the clean energy supply chains can be done. There, Australia has taken the lead in this. And recently, one thing which has been in the health security, which has come and which is very, very important, is for the cancer moonshot. Now, yes. In that, again, if you see that, that's a part of the health security, a large number of countries having cervical cancers and all, a lot of deaths taking place. So it was a very practical step in which all four countries are actually going to immerse their contributions in order to carry forward and provide the assistance to a very large country. So of course, these countries also discussed several regional issues, challenges that are happening, global events that are impacting the whole world, actually, especially the global south. I think there, India's imprint in the Quad Declaration was very clearly visible.
In fact, that is one of the most emerging factors that comes out of all of these talks, both at the quadrilateral level as well as at the bilateral level with each of the leaders, that the meetings that Prime Minister has had with the President of the United States or the Prime Ministers, Kishida of Japan or Albanese of Australia, they all talk about the fact that this is a time when the world is ridden with a lot of tensions and conflicts. The coming together of these four Quad partners with their shared democratic values, and this is something President Biden also kept emphasizing, is very important for humanity to see that they can deliver. And items that particularly benefit a vast number of people, especially the health initiatives, are something that have already happened and are visible in terms of the delivery that they have shown. So as Prime Minister talked of quick unified assistance delivery, I think the deliverables that are there is something that is making the Quad, you know, people sit up and respect the Quad. Would you agree with that analysis?
Yes, precisely. I mean, in fact, this is what been India's approach from the very beginning. It was not very keen on becoming a part of a containment exercise of any country in that. So it was more supposed to be in the economic domain, in the health security domain, in the challenges that are there, future and current. Health security was one of the current challenges at the time in 21, with the pandemic there everywhere. Now mpox has been talked about in this one, the cancer which is there, so it's been talked about. So these are all initiatives that are going to help very many poor countries in the region, a large number of countries who don't have the kind of expertise or availability or the funding that they need for this purpose. And for climate change, countering climate change that is impacting everybody, especially the Pacific Island nations that we have seen. So that's the reason it's become far more inclusive and it is far more responsive. That is something that is very important. India has become a major first responder in the region everywhere. And several of the initiatives India is going to be fund have also been listed in this Wilmington Declaration. So I think that this is an important thing. At the same time, the countries which are the maritime democracies, as it is called, have very clearly opposed anything that changes the status quo by force or does not respect the international. So calling out is extremely important, and the countries that intend to indulge in this will have to take a look, sit back and see to thus far and no further. Those are kind of approaches that they must adopt for a peaceful development of this region.
Thank you very much indeed, Ambassador Trigunath. We could talk about this for a very long time, but unfortunately we've run right out of time. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on India at the 6th Quad Leaders Summit. The participants were Anil Kumar Trigunayath, former ambassador, and Nilova Roy Chaudhary, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com. or WhatsApp on 9289094044.